Hello, and welcome to Tech Almighty, exploring the fusion of God, technology, and business. The show where faith meets innovation. I'm Al Ware, your host. Today's topic, from adversity to excellence. Learn from my journey to turn your negatives into positives. Are you feeling overwhelmed by the challenges in your life? Do you see obstacles everywhere you turn, wondering if there's a way through? I've been there, and I want to share something incredibly important with you. You're not alone, and there is a way forward. With that said, I would like to take this opportunity to share my journey with you, spanning from my childhood to present day. Please note that I'll be condensing my narrative, focusing on the important moments and lessons rather than diving into every detail. My full story, rich with experiences, will take weeks to unfold. I plan to explore these chapters more thoroughly in the future, but for now, let's dive in on this condensed exploration together. Growing up as a child, all I ever wanted to be was the best soldier the military has ever seen. Since the age of 5 years old, I will wake up every morning and do 50 sit-ups, 50 push-ups, and 50 calf raises. I was either playing with an Army tour soldier all day or playing basketball. I don't remember any good times I really had with my family. All my good memories were associated with me training my body and playing outside. Other than that, I was beaten day in and day out by my dad and forced to work outdoors doing any type of hard labor from sunup to sundown. Before I jump into what I'm going to tell you, please understand that my dad and I have an amazing relationship today. And please don't feel sorry for me. I want you to learn from my experience and take whatever you can from it to help whatever it is you're going through. Also, the story I'm sharing is a quick breakdown of certain events that took place. I'm sorry in advance that I'm not sharing the full details in this episode. Okay, now back to my story. For whatever reason, my dad would beat me for everything. If he was mad about something, he would beat me. If my brothers did something wrong, he would beat me because I was the oldest. And if I did something wrong, no matter how small it was, he would beat me. Imagine being a small, helpless child and being beaten like a grown man and waking up from being knocked out. That was my reality. At the age of 12, my parents divorced, which was chaotic. On one hand, my dad was in and out of different relationships, and through that, I had to deal with hateful women that only made life worse for me. And on the other hand, my mom moved to the other side of the world, creating a new life, so for me, I never felt like I had a home. As I got older, I started to isolate myself from people, focusing on training harder. The beatings from my dad eventually didn't hurt anymore, and I have found a way to mentally block the pain while pretending I was somewhere else at peace, enjoying life as a young, free man. Eventually, I ran away from home, finished high school, and joined the military in 2000. Due to my upbringing, the military was a cakewalk. I felt no pain no matter how hard they made us run or work out. For the first time in my life, I felt like I was part of a family. Everyone always praised me and looked up to me due to how physically strong and fast I was. I learned fast in my military career. All I had to do was outrun, outtrain, and outdo everyone in hand-to-hand combat. And I will forever gain the respect from everyone. For me, being respected in the military was my dopamine. I was literally addicted to that type of attention. There was a period in my military career where it was dark. I had to bury over a dozen friends, all due to combat, and I never wanted to leave any combat zone because I felt like there was nothing else for me. Literally, I was in this mental state of mind where I didn't think I was ever going to snap out of it. The only way I could sleep at night was the hear and feel of explosive bombs and the smell of gunpowder in the air. Like, I was just mentally gone. Fast forward 2012, keep in mind, I'm still mentally off due to everything that took place in my military career. I had processed out of the military, and let me tell you, it was one of the hardest 5 years I have ever endured. I couldn't sleep at night. I couldn't sleep on a bed because I was so used to sleeping on the ground. And I was beyond depressed because the respect I once felt was completely gone, which took away my dopamine fix that I had in the military. I didn't know what to do with myself. And in my mind, I went from being the best at everything to nobody instantly. I basically lost my purpose. And it's one of the hardest things for anyone getting out of the military to adjust to. You know, most people in the military, they have a thriving background. They have all these achievements. They accomplish so much and they're able to work on $1 million equipment and be in charge of things that most people would never have the opportunity to do. Not to mention, most of us have top secret clearance. So we are trusted with certain types of information and equipment. But then we get out the military and now the world turned their back on us and nobody wants to give us an opportunity. And it's just one of the hardest things to deal with, because you go from being the best of the best to being considered a lowlife. I remember applying to 303 jobs in 1 month and nobody hired me. It was the most depressing thing that I could have ever gone through. And eventually I decided to just go to a car dealership because they were hiring, and I was hired on the spot to work for Honda. And within my first month, I managed to be the number one salesman of the month, which was insane for me because I went from not having anything and losing everything and losing the respect and everything that I ever felt in the military. I felt like I had instantly gained that within a car dealership, because it was like that same respect that I gained just from being the number one car salesman. Everyone looked up to me with so much respect. It was one of those things that felt as if I was in the military because I had that family setting, and it seemed like there were people there that I could trust. And the amount of hours that I was working, which was, I believe, 70 plus hours a week, which is why they felt like family. And during that time, I had learned fast that if I wanted to be successful in the car business, all I needed to do was show up before everyone and be the last one to leave. And when I showed up early, what I would do is I would do what is called a trade walk. So a trade walk is basically you are looking at all the vehicles that came in over the night or came in from other states to see what they are going to put out for sale online and on the car lot. And based on that, I was able to get all the information I needed just in case someone wanted a different car. I knew what car was going to come into the inventory eventually. So that way I was able to help them make informed decisions. So I knew that if I wanted to be successful, I had to have all the small details of information needed, so that way I could pass it on to the customers, because those small details is what made me successful. Because of that, month after month, I was outselling everyone, which led me to moving into management fast. While in management, I began to learn every aspect of the business side. During my time in the car business, there was a point when I had reflected back on my life from childhood to present day. And I remember thinking about everything that I have ever gone through, from the child beatings, from the adversities of what I was dealing with, from my military career to where I was at present day. And I was like, if I can deal with all those things, and if I was able to take what I had learned from every experience and create something successful, then I was like, you know what? Why not just become an entrepreneur? Why not build a business? Why not be my own boss? Why not go out there and see what it's like? And literally, that's what I did. I mean, that push of me being in the car business is what really sparked my interest into venturing into the world of entrepreneurship. Many of you are not going to like me for this, but this is where I'm going to stop my story. And believe me, I want to dive deeper into my childhood, military, and present day. But for now, let's dive into the Christian teachings and how they have been a guiding light through my journey. 1 Corinthians 9:27. This verse talks about the importance of self-discipline and controlling one's body and desires to achieve a greater purpose. Just like my morning routines of sit-ups, push-ups, and calf raises, this scripture reminded me that the discipline in my physical training was not just for my body, but also for molding my spirit. Every push-up wasn't just building muscle, it was building my willpower and dedication, qualities essential for facing life's challenges and pursuing my entrepreneurial dreams. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. This powerful verse assures us that we can overcome any challenge with the strength provided by faith in God. During this time, I felt alone and faced adversity, whether from family struggles or from the harsh realities of military life. This verse was my beacon of hope. It taught me that my strength didn't come from my physical abilities alone, but from my faith, allowing me to break through the barriers of isolation and adversity. Colossians 3:23-24. This scripture motivates us to do our best in all our endeavors. As we are working for the Lord, not for human approval, with the promise of an eternal reward. In my career, especially in the competitive world of car sales and later as an entrepreneur, this verse reinforced my commitment to excellence. It reminded me that my work is a form of worship and service to God, driving me to pursue excellence not for personal glory, but as a testament to my faith and dedication to God's calling. Romans 5:3-4. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. This scripture highlights how suffering produces perseverance, character, and hope, shaping us into stronger and more hopeful individuals. Every challenge I faced, from childhood abuse to the struggles of adjusting to civilian life, was reframed by this teaching. It helped me understand that adversity wasn't just a series of obstacles, but a forge for my character, resilience, and ultimately my hope for the future. This perspective allowed me to transform my past adversities into the driving force behind my success as an entrepreneur. These Christian teachings provided a spiritual framework that shaped my approach to life challenges, my career, and my interactions with others. They taught me the value of discipline, the power of faith, the importance of embracing trials, the pursuit of excellence as a form of service, and transformative potential of adversity. Through this lens, I've been able to navigate the complexities of life and entrepreneurship with a grounded sense of purpose, resilience, and hope. Now, here's my call to action for you on how you can transform your negatives into positives. 1. Embrace discipline. Start small. Create a routine that challenges you a little every day, just like my morning fitness routine. It's not about perfection. It's about progress. 2. Lean on your faith. Remember, I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. Whether you're facing personal struggles, professional hurdles, or feeling isolated, know that strength comes through faith. You have an unbreakable spirit within you, fueled by your faith. 3. View challenges as opportunities. Every trial is an opportunity to grow stronger. Instead of playing victim and asking, why me, try asking, what can I learn? James 1:2-4. 4. Pursue excellence. Whatever you do, do it with all your heart. Work not for applause or recognition, but as if you are doing it for the Lord. Colossians 3:23-24. Let this pursuit of excellence guide you in your personal and professional life. 5. Transform adversity into strength. Use your struggles as a foundation to build a resilient and hopeful future. Remember, suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. Romans 5:3-4. Your past challenges are the bedrock of your future successes. I encourage you to take these steps not just as an action, but as commitments to yourself and your future. Start today and remember, in every negative, there's a positive. As we draw this narrative to a close, I hope my condensed journey from my childhood to the present day has offered you insights and lessons that resonate with your own path. Remember, the importance of my story isn't just about the obstacles I face. It's about the resilience, faith, and determination to transform adversity into triumph. Now, let's end this episode with a prayer. If you're in a place where you can close your eyes and focus, I invite you to join me. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with our hearts full of gratitude, acknowledging your sovereignty and grace in every moment of our lives. As we reflect on the journey of overcoming adversity, we are reminded of your unwavering presence and the strength you provided us in times of challenge. We pray for those who are currently facing adversities, that they may feel your comforting presence and find hope in your promises. Grant them the courage to embrace their challenges as opportunities for growth and transformation. May they see every setback as a setup for a comeback, guided by your wisdom and strength. Help us to use our stories of overcoming adversity to inspire and uplift others. Help us to lead with empathy, to innovate with integrity, and to approach each day with a growth mindset that honors you. As we move forward in our entrepreneurial endeavors and personal journeys, we ask for your guidance to navigate the uncertainties of life. Bless our efforts to create, to lead, and to serve others in a manner that reflects your love and glory. May our lives be a testament to your goodness, and may we always turn adversity into an opportunity to glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you for tuning into Tech Almighty. I'm Al Ware, and it's been a blessing to discuss this critical aspect of adversity to excellence and learning from my journey to turn your negatives into positives. Join me next time for more insights where technology, business, and Christianity converge. Until then, keep striving for excellence in all you do, guided by faith.